Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere is brought to you by everybody out there listening right now and the fans of the show. It's thanks to you guys that this podcast keeps kicking along every week. Go to stuckinthemiddleofsomewhere.com or sitmos.net. Not only can you find the audio and video components to all our episodes, but you'll also be able to find a donate button on the top of the page. It's because of those donations that we were able to acquire all this awesome equipment in order to bring you all these episodes. So once again, we thank you. It was also because of those donations that we were able to get our own Minecraft server going, which, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know we've been addicted to, and it's not just because my Xbox is frozen, but it is such an amazing game. Anyway, if you want to go check it out, go to our forums. The link is there. The TeamSpeak server is there. The overall map is there. Just got to sign up, and we'll whitelist you, and you can come on and join us. For now, here's some Biggie Smalls, motherfuckers.
All night, I can't sleep. And all that big butt nurse with the long hair come suck my dick. The doctor said I need about 3 weeks of recovery. But the nurses is loving me, saying the best part of the day is my half. Feeding me breakfast and giving me a sponge bath. Niggas say I died dead in the streets. Nigga, I'm getting high, getting head on the beach. Chilling, sitting on about half a million. With all my niggas, all my guns, all my women. The next 2 years, I should see about a billion. All for the love of drug dealing.
Bam! That's our start to our 51st episode.
Which wham?
I guess so. I don't know. How do you start a 51 after 50?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess with a which wham, apparently.
Which wham. I don't know how to start these podcasts ever. I just kind of sit here.
And yet we do.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
51 times.
That's true. Very true. What's going on, Derek?
Nothing much. Just working a lot, getting ready to go to Fort McMurray tomorrow.
Fort Mac.
Yeah.
What are you doing up in Fort Mac?
Oh, entertaining
Riggers.
Yeah, well, oil riggers, men that make less than, don't even have a high school education.
They make a fucking lot of money, man.
Yeah, they don't have a high school education. They make $100,000 a year, which is one of my favorite Canadian comedians, Darren Frost, says, turns them into what he likes to call super assholes. And apparently it's one of the worst gigs in the country for heckling and yelling. And
I could imagine.
The last time a friend of mine there went, he said the second night he was introed with his opening joke. Like, the guy reading the intro was like, did his first joke for him, but then said,
wow, really?
Yeah. So we'll see how this goes.
That's such a huge blow to the face, man.
It's pure ignorance. Like, it's pure retardedness that would make a person running a show, a producer of a show, do that.
Unreal. But anyway, he should have came up and took some of his material right away. And I don't know. Like, how did he react to that situation?
The other guy doesn't have material, man. We're not talking about the MC. We're talking about the guy that says, "Welcome to the broom, and here's your MC."
What?
That guy. The guy reading the intro.
He was
introing
the MC. Yeah, one of the MC's opening jokes.
From the sound booth, yeah. And did the MC's opening
joke.
What
the fuck?
Isn't that funny?
Holy shit, man. I would just have been bashing that guy all night long if I was him.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Yeah, Ian is a super... So. It's Ian Wallace is the guy, and he's a super sarcastic individual. So yeah, I'm sure he had some choice words for that guy.
So what's going on in the video game world? It seems like nothing, man. And I know I'm addicted to Minecraft, but I kind of wish I was playing something else. And, you know, I can't still because fucking Xbox, you know, we're big Xbox supporters in the past, but I gotta say, man, what the fuck, Xbox? It's been already over a week. It's been about a week and a half since I reported this, and I've called them once, and I know they said it was going to be about 12 working days and that their investigation team is on it. Investigation fucking team. The kid I called on the phone for Xbox support, he knew right away that it was hacked. So what the fuck are they, like, investigating? Yeah. Like, he knew right away that the guy was buying FIFA stuff and FIFA... I was going to say FIFA love a motherfucker, but I guess what is happening is that these guys are hacking into accounts, stealing points, charging points to people's credit cards, and then downloading games and avatar awards and shit like that, and then selling those accounts, I guess is what's happening. It's not just some kid getting stuff for himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like they're just gathering this stuff and then selling these accounts. I've heard rumors of. I don't know if it's true, but...
Why would you gather a bunch of items for it and then sell the account?
Because then you sell it at... You sell it for more than... I guess you'd sell it for more than people... $60, because that's what it costs for a year subscription, I guess. I guess you'd sell it for like $120 or something because it has all this stuff on it.
And people want the
sell
avatar
it, you would
items?
Sell it for a price that is discounted from what all those items would be if you had to buy them yourself.
Right, okay, of course. So that's... That's really weird, because don't people know that they're just going to get the passwords changed? Like,
they weren't hacking my account. It was like a whole separate account. They were just stealing points and then putting it onto a separate account that they created. That's what was happening.
You can transfer points?
I don't know. I assume so. Or charge points through other people's credit cards just by getting the credit card number and putting that on your account or something.
None of this makes any sense at all.
This is what I'm hearing. It was, I think it was a Kotaku, maybe it was Destructoid article that I got linked to.
Yeah, I gotta read that article because this makes no sense.
Try to Google it, man. Try to Google it right now while we're talking about this and see if you can see anything. But it kind of makes sense because when I was, when my account was still active for like for last month or something, when I go to Netflix, it would say top picks for Chris. And I'm like, that's weird. I wonder who Chris is. Is Chris like some high up at Netflix that I'm supposed to know? And this is just like what Chris is enjoying at the time. Like, why does it say top picks for fucking Chris? What? And then I remembered that it never asked me for my username and password when I first signed into Netflix, which I also thought was weird. Because anytime I sign into Netflix through any other device, like on my PC or on my iPhone or whatever, mm-hmm. it's always asked me for my username and password.
Right.
So immediately I shouldn't say this. I should say I just kind of realized this because when I signed in through...
It's not supposed to immediately. You mean the latest possible time, which was 5 seconds
which
ago.
Which was not 5 seconds ago, but last night, okay. Which is a long time after the fact. Yeah. I noticed when I signed in on my PC for the first time, it said top picks for Joel. And I was like... Oh, motherfucker. Like, somehow that guy had his Netflix linked to my account or something.
The Xbox users have to count FIFA 11 and 12.
Oh, yeah. It was FIFA.
This is 3 months ago.
So yeah, it could have started about 3 months ago. It was December, I guess.
So it was like it's been going on, and the reason it took them so long to get caught is because they were doing such small transactions, and people let it go like you did. You were like, whoa, that's fucked. I just lost like a small amount of points, and you were like, Xbox fucked up.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, here it is. These online reports have become increasingly common, and Microsoft's response has been to lock down affected accounts for 25 days while the company investigates the charges. We've emailed Microsoft for comment and have yet to hear back. For now, the best course of action is to keep a close eye on your account and contact Microsoft if you see any fraudulent charges or notice FIFA-related activity in your achievement points or history.
I'm surprised this isn't bigger news, man.
I know. So, yeah, no, it was. This isn't the phishing one. And somehow they got your accounts, and it's like Microsoft's response.
And it was FIFA. It was FIFA 11 and 12. The guy even told me on the phone.
Damn it, I'm going to go change my
password.
It's
so funny, that guy
really
on the phone, talk about like hilarious customer service. When the guy answered, he was like super proper, speaking very eloquently and mm-hmm. saying all the right things. And then as soon as he heard me, like, oh, fuck, man, what the hell's that shit about? Talk like that, like just like directly and kind of just off the cuff. You, mm-hmm. I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know what that shit's about, man. His whole demeanor completely changed. I started laughing. I couldn't help but burst out laughing.
Yeah, no, that is funny, man.
Classic.
I've definitely made the mistake in comedy when dealing with venue owners of breaching that comfortability too fast.
Yeah.
And, like, I've actually fucked up business deals in comedy trying to find a venue for going to Hell Sundays.
Because you're just being yourself.
I'm pretty sure I was a little bit too vulgar. Just because, I don't know, they're bar owners. I'm in comedy. I assume we all understand.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. Why do we all talk like monkeys if... You know, neither one of us do in our everyday life.
Talk like monkeys. Do monkeys speak very refined?
I'm just talking about, like, you know, do as you say.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. But, so I guess my main point in this whole Xbox fiasco, Fucking Xbox, man. God damn you after us sticking up for you all, all these times. But no, my main point is if you're going to get like an account or points or anything like that, either go buy them at the store, like an Xbox Gold, like go buy one at EB Games or whatever for $60, or use a prepaid credit card. Never put your real credit card on the, on these things, I think is the big lesson that everybody should be doing. There's no reason that you have to do it.
Well, because, yeah, I guess that's true.
You never have to do it. You can go buy points at store. You can even buy the gold membership at the store, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Do not, or even just buy a prepaid credit card for $60.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The only shit that I lost was my existing points that I had on my account. They couldn't charge anything more because I already used that up because all I had was a prepaid credit card.
Yeah, another good thing is to change your password into something really long too, like 40, 50 characters if they allow it.
Because, if they allow it. Like most people only allow 12 at the max.
Yeah. XKCD made a comic about it. You can find it. I'll try and link to it in the forums if anybody wants. And just that where it made the point that adding different capitalizations and numbers really doesn't make your password very secure, but making it 40 or 50 characters long makes it nearly impossible to guess, like a full sentence.
Length is, it would take so much longer to guess one that's exactly 30 or 40 characters compared to one that's 12, no matter how hard you thought that was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So make your passwords very long is another good
to lesson. The max, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah. Here's tips from the SipMoss crew.
Yeah.
There you go, kids out there.
What's next? I can't remember.
I don't know. Like I said, all I've been playing is Minecraft. It's so funny. Even when I'm not playing Minecraft, I'm playing God and Minecraft. It's just so funny. Like somebody logged onto the server today, and immediately now after we closed our server to the public, because for some reason we found that our server was publicly listed somehow. We finally got it to a private server. So now anytime anyone comes onto the server that I've never seen before, I've kind of always get a little suspicious. So I kind of watch them on the map. You could see what they're doing on the map.
Speaking of which, let's bring up that map right now.
Yeah, why don't we see who's doing what on our little map as it is. Who's on there right now? Spouis, Coochbag, Lego Duded, Grape Drink, Spartan Panda, the Deli. That guy's a total loser, though, so just stay away from the Deli. and Cindy, who's who I want to talk about, which is he logged onto the server today, and immediately I sent Derek a message going, like, who's Cindy? I've never seen a Cindy person before. Who the hell is that? And he told us, and it's a good friend of ours. Immediately I'm like, hey, Cindy, I'm watching you. And she's like, God? God, is that you? Of course it's me. Your first commandment is to give Valentine 20 bars of gold.
Yeah, I know. It's fun.
So funny. And then I seen her. She was like out past the desert. She was like in the middle of just nowhere. And her health, you could see their health on the map. And she was like half a heart. And I'm like, Cindy, eat some food. And she's like, I don't have any. And I'm like, well, you're going to die. The only way to replenish your health is by eating food. And she's like, God, can you please help me? Give me some food. So I made the decision to admin her some loaves of bread.
Bread even. It's even bread that you're multiplying and creating from nothing. You should try and turn water into wine. You just make her a little...
Seriously. No, but it's just funny. Like so funny, the whole experience of it all.
When you get the map up and you can see everybody running around the world,
like we know what the Deli John's doing right now. The Deli just sitting in his mine, farming XP. Motherfucker's like level 50 right now. He's just like sitting there farming some XP, which is hilarious. He found a little mob spawner and blocked it off, and has just been sitting there fighting endless waves of zombies. Yeah. But then, like, Cindy again, so she's in the middle of nowhere. She has no idea how to even build anything. She's just completely clueless, like, so far away from town, just kind of exploring the earth. Couldn't help myself but to admin her some bread, just out of the goodness of God's heart.
Man, Lego Dude and Spartan Panda are almost done the outside, like, the football field. I can't believe that football field.
That thing almost is the size of our entire town.
Yeah, no, it's bigger than the town. It's gigantic football field. It's really cool. I can't wait to play some games there.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We're going to get some build competitions going, which I had an idea for, is just admin two contestants the same amount of materials and the same type of materials. And say you have 30 minutes to build the coolest shit that you possibly can.
Yeah.
And then we'll let everybody here judge on it.
Or we can just throw them in creative, too.
I like the idea of like just giving them like certain materials.
Yeah, but
and
but
seeing what they can both create out of the same materials.
That could be one type of competition. Then you could have another one where it's like, hey, you have 30, you have 15 minutes with infinite.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I like that idea, too. Yeah, shorten the time up, but give them creative mode and see what they could do in that. That'd be cool, too.
Cool.
But I like the idea of just vanilla builds, you know, like just giving them the materials, like without any god or bin powers, and
totally,
and seeing what they can do.
Speaking of the bin powers, we got a little bit of a debate going on here where we accidentally gave people all of these teleportation powers and ability to go back and to their corpses and stuff. And now,
can you take
like,
out just certain ones? Like, can you take out just slash back?
Yeah, easily. I can take them out by command, and I'm like, and I so I'm very much like. I am not happy about the fact that these things are in there at all. I'm like, wow, that I was totally trying to do something unique here instead of just having another Minecraft server. But on the other hand, I don't want to force people to play the game I want them to play because I'm exempt from it anyways. Right?
You don't want to do that, but you said some people have expressed wishes to not have those powers.
Yeah,
I know Crobellas. Some people want at least slash back taken out.
Yeah, I mean, slash back especially is a total game ruiner, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, that just makes it so you just teleport right back to your corpse when you die. Like, just takes out the whole, that whole feeling of, oh, shit, I'm going to die here. Like, you don't have that fear anymore.
Yeah.
You know, which added so much to the game, which, unfortunately, I've ruined for myself, you know.
Yeah.
Just because, I guess, like you said, there has to be, like, an admin on the server and people that have the powers that we do.
Yeah, and there's hundreds of servers that you can go play on if you want, man, where you can be a player if you want. I think it's really fun to have the opportunity to be God on a server and to be able
to try
to
limit myself as much as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but we only use creative mode if we're building city infrastructure things, so.
Yeah, or if I'm building a big giant pyramid in the middle of the desert right now.
I heard you love your pyramids, eh? But anyways,
this
I
one's
think,
pretty crazy.
I
though.
Think
this
slash back, I think slash back and slash home need to be taken out. Both of those things, because slash
what
home
does slash home do?
Takes you right back to your home, your bed. So it's like same thing. You could be about to die, run slash home, you know. And you're fine.
Yeah.
It's both of those things. They ruin the exploration aspect of the game.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
If somebody wants to explore and be a real explorer and go find middle of the fucking nowhere, they need to build little tents along the way and be an explorer. They can't just go slash home and slash back and keep going further and further. That's bullshit. It ruins it.
Yeah, I kind of agree. And I even made that point. I said some people like the fact of, you know, just kind of like what you said, like just seeing the scope of this world, having to run on your feet, it just adds something more to it. You know, a lot more realism to the whole world.
Yeah.
Which, is definitely missing when you can just teleport wherever the fuck you want, pretty much.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens, see what people want. Like, we have to go with what people want.
The player teleportation powers, being able to teleport another person to you, that is acceptable because I don't think you can use that to escape death.
Really? Are you sure? Like, what's the difference of them? Like, they got to be standing still or something? Or?
Somebody would have to be there and they'd have to say, hey, help me, teleport me, and then somebody saving you. There's at least a realistic, within the role-playing sense, it's like, oh, somebody is saving you, so it's not just you teleporting out of danger.
I guess if they were on TeamSpeak or whatever, it'd be a different story. They could just yell out TeamSpeak. But from what I hear, no one uses TeamSpeak. We don't, but that's more for my own experience. I like more of that 8-bit feel and old school feel of having the type chat everything.
Yeah.
Which
me too.
You know how we did it back in the day.
Yeah, totally.
So even just back in the day, it was even ICQ outside window of playing Ultima Online, you know?
Yeah.
Like we had an outside chat menu going on.
Yeah, seriously.
Loving the experience still. Still wish I had something else to play. And people are saying, go get Star Wars. But my PC, Minecraft is one thing. I can play Minecraft on my tiny little laptop. But to play anything else, I'm not going to play like a huge, graphically intense title on my tiny little 17-inch laptop.
Yeah, I will say this, though. I play Star Wars on maxed out settings with no slowdown. And I don't exactly have a power system.
It's not the fact that I don't think my computer could handle it. It might be able to handle it. Mm-hmm. It's just that I don't want to sit there hunched over, squinting at my little screen. You know, I'd rather be playing on a 52-inch fucking widescreen TV.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. A game like
that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. On the topic of Star Wars, though, I've been watching the old movies again. I've only got Return of the Jedi left, so we watched episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In order.
Yeah.
So, and I, you know, I'm going to piss some people off, but man, I like the new movies better. I really do.
Derek.
Now here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say about the old movies. Because they were forced to use real lizards and real things, and there's no computer effects, very little computer effects. It seems like a much more real world. When you're watching.
I would have admired George Lucas a lot more if he would have stuck with that. Yeah. Even in, I know he made them way later, 30 years later, or whatever, 20 years later, I guess it was, wasn't it? Because late 90s that those came out?
The first Star Wars came out in 77.
No, I'm talking about episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Late 90s, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, 20 years later, whatever. You know, he still should have stuck with that animatronics thing and the whole realistic feel that he had in the first.
It would have been amazing animatronics too. It wouldn't have been like, but yeah, I will say that
it just sucks that like the first three movies the whole society seems so much more advanced than further on. It just seems so weird.
That's one thing you definitely notice is like, wow, the technology like dude, it's not just more advanced compared to the early movies. It's more advanced. It's less advanced compared to my life.
Like, yeah, exactly. To show a kid those movies today. In a row, like a kid that's never seen those films, to show him those in sequential order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, halfway through, he'd be like, whoa, what the fuck? What's going on here? What happened? Did Armageddon happen? They had to start all over again? Like, what's happening?
Seriously, that's what it looks like. But okay, but then I do need to say this, though. The older movies, the dialogue and the acting is horrendous. Like, horrendous. Like, amateur film hour levels, especially episode 4, beyond bad acting and dialogue.
Dude, if you're going to tell me anything about the dialogue being good in the first three movies, I will shoot you.
It's better. It's not great. But believe me, man, it's better. If you watch them in order like I did, you'll
episode
be like,
dude. Episode 2 is unwatchable. In my opinion.
There's cheesy scenes with him and Padawan for sure, but the politics in episode 2 is very interesting about how it talks about how something goes from being a republic to a fascism.
Anakin is the biggest little bitch on the planet that it makes everything else in the movie unwatchable.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not saying that Anakin's like the greatest character and stuff, but what I am saying is that a lot more was happening in those new movies in terms of keeping you interested in the politics and actually talking about wars. It's called Star Wars, which is what those episodes are about. Episodes 4, 5, and 6 are about Luke and his father. There's no politics. There's very little discussion on why these people are at war, who's fighting each other, why.
Because you already know all that stuff. Episodes 1, 2, and 3.
I find the politics in the first three movies, the newer ones, fascinating in how they talk about how a people can corrupt a republic and turn it into a fascist empire like is happening in the United States right now.
Well, he did definitely make those first three movies as it the 4, 5, and 6 episodes 4, 5, and 6. He definitely made those worse in the long run by adding all those extra scenes and extra CG stuff in the background. Like, why do you go back and ruin one of your films? It's already what it is. It already looks bad. Why are you trying to make it look better by adding these things that don't fit? It's like one of these things is not like the other, and it's like this big elephant in the room, which is a CG item, you know, or object or animal or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, what the fuck is that? Or that whole scene with Han and Jabba, added scene. Oh, what my God, is that? It's terrible.
Jabba's tiny.
Oh, it's so bad.
What the hell happened? Did Jabba double in size by Return of the Empire? I mean, Return of the Jedi, Return of the Empire.
Yeah, I guess so. What we're saying is just overall, Star Wars is just bad.
Yeah, it's really not very
the
good film,
series
is
just
it?
Sucks.
But you know what? It's a great story, and that's why it's persisted. The story is excellent, but that execution and terrible. The writing is pretty horrendous through all six movies.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Return of the Jedi yet, which is supposed to be the best one. So I have seen it years ago. I've just been rewatching.
Empire Strikes Back.
We just watched that. It was good and dramatic and dark and
by far. I think that was the best one.
Yeah. No.
But, yeah, I don't know. Don't know what else to say. I can't believe we went off on a Star Wars fucking review rant.
Sorry.
But, holy shit. You been playing anything else? You got access. Battlefield 3 multiplayer.
Yeah, I've been playing tons of Battlefield 3 multiplayer. Love that game. Favorite FPS ever.
You, dude. Yeah, what I've been saying.
And I'm still mostly playing Team Deathmatch. Like, I haven't even really gotten into Conquest and stuff.
I don't know
yet.
How you do that, though. Because Team Deathmatch on it is horrendous, in my opinion.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like it. Don't like it at all.
Why?
I'd just rather play Black Ops if I'm going to play like hardcore Team Deathmatch.
Oh, man. The fact
that
they've mixed the Assault class and the Medic class into one, I love that. I haven't even got into Engineer and the other. I love classes, man.
I love class
battle.
Yeah, very cool.
Black Ops doesn't have that. They let you mod your guy. You can mod your guy in this, too. You get special abilities.
Oh, yeah, you can. How do you feel about that interface, though?
Oh, God.
The ability to mod your guy. Which guy can you mod?
Only your U.S. guy.
Like, what is that about, dude?
I don't know.
You can only mod when you're on the main menu and you go to Soldier and customize. You can only mod your fucking U.S. guy. There's no way you can change to the Russian dude and mod that guy until you're in-game and a Russian.
Yeah.
It's just, and you've died, you know? It's unreal how bad the interface is. But it speaks volumes for the game because normally, with an interface that bad, I would not fucking bother. There's no way I would even play that game. If it was Black Ops, you know, level, I wouldn't be playing it.
Yeah.
You know, but because it's so good, that's the only reason why I'm still there and put up with the shitty interface. But
yeah, it's true. I mean, like, I've never actually seen such a horrendous interface.
Yeah. Speaking of interface, and how do you feel about the new Facebook interface that they're pushing on everybody?
I love being able to go back and like look at what my wall looked like in 2008. I think
cool. Yeah, I guess it kind of is, but it didn't really look like that. It looked nothing like that. Like, no, back in 2008, the Facebook looked nothing like it does now.
I just mean seeing my status updates and my friend's status updates from that time. That's really cool. The fact that it's like, oh yeah, that's what we were talking about in May of 2008.
Yeah, kind of. A lot of people don't like that though, and like are trying to figure out how to delete their older timeline and
how about you just don't put shit on public?
Just don't put stuff out there. Just don't post anything, period, that you don't want anybody to see.
You post trivial shit on Facebook. Don't post your like bank account information on a status update and you're okay. You know, it's like
Facebook is just so they just make changes so often that I could barely keep up. And I know it's like, well, they don't make changes that often, but when they do make changes, there's all of a sudden shit happens. Like when this whole subscribe thing came in, I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast before, but when I was like only posting to you for some reason for like a month, and I was like all sad because no one was commenting on any of my shit because I was only posting to you on Facebook for some reason.
Not even your good friends. Like, even your good friends are shutting you down. You're like, man,
what's going on here? But and now they're forcing this like timeline on you, which I didn't really like. I started it a long time ago, like when it first got introduced. Didn't realize you only had 7 days to revert back, and then it was permanent. There's nothing you can do to go back.
Well, but it's going to be permanent eventually.
Well, now, yeah, I know that. But, well, it's going to be pushed out within this next week, I think it's going to be pushed out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just funny how they just force the change on you. And I guess in the long run, it's always been better, they say, because once you get used to it, people do like the changes that are usually made. But I don't know. Why are we fucking talking about Facebook? God damn.
Because it's like it's a major part of everyone's lives now, as much as we hate it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I kind of been looking at it more and more and just finding kind of... It's good for keeping in contact with dudes like Clinton Jones.
Yeah, if I didn't book comedy through it...
Buddies down in the States and shit like that. And like, yeah, even networking for comedy and stuff.
Yeah, if I didn't book my comedy show through it, I would be off it completely.
Well, Twitter's just as good, I think, man. Just if you get the right following going...
No, no, that's for promoting yourself. I'm talking about booking acts for my show and finding who's in town and talking to them and saying, hey, do you want to do a spot this weekend?
Yeah, that, I can see that.
It's so handy like for that. So
nice. All right. Well, I'm spent. I'm really spent. My energy just kind of, the energy level I just felt just got sucked right out of
me. Yeah, well, we're at 30 minutes. It's been a while.
Let's end this podcast. And what's everybody doing in somewhere right now?
I'm not sure. They're all. Yeah, just I saw that somebody's been kicked. If you do want to play Minecraft with us, all you have to do is go onto the forums and sign up and apply for Minecraft access. It's really easy. We just had to shut it off from the public because we were just getting some grief.
It was like publicly listed. Like, so when people search Minecraft servers, like ours was one of the first ones that came up for some reason.
Yeah, and we set this up for you guys. We didn't set this up for just anybody to come and play.
Yeah, exactly. So...
And you know, I talked to three different people and I said, how did you find out about the server? And they literally said, Googled Minecraft servers and found it. I'm like, okay, well, so clearly we've made a mistake somewhere or somebody listed us publicly.
Clearly they've made a mistake because Banhammer has been dropped.
Yeah. But anyways, cool.
Exactly. If you find yourself not being able to get on the server, if you listen to this podcast, you know where the fuck to go. So if you're still trying to get on the server, obviously you're not listening to us. So fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, seriously.
For the rest of you, we love you. This has been Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere. Go to stuckinthemiddleofsomewhere.com or sitmos.net for all the episodes and videos, which we should hopefully be releasing soon.
Yeah, we need to do another video soon.
Yeah, I got a great idea for a project that I'm going to be doing soon, man. I started some research and some resource gathering yesterday, so...
Nice.
I'm going to try and get in contact with some people in the industry and stuff and see if I can put together this documentary that I had an idea for, which I think would be pretty killer. So maybe more on that later on. But,
awesome.
We need another video episode for sure.
Something Minecraft related. Somebody was talking about, they're like, you guys should both be playing, have a split screen Minecraft. And I'm like, fuck, that sounds like a good idea.
Don't give the idea away. Like, let them know.
Well, whatever. It's just concept.
Just in the concept stages.
Concept stages. We, you know, but that's an interesting suggestion. It wasn't even my, I'm like, they're the ones talking about it. So I'm not letting any cats out of the bag here.
They already know. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week after Derek goes out to Fort Mac to deal with some assholes.
Super assholes, as Darren Frost said.
Because all oil riggers are assholes. That's how we work on this podcast. We group all you motherfuckers into one barrel, don't we?
Yep.
Just kidding. I'm sure there's a lot of cool oil riggers out there. Anyway, we love you all. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Can't stand my cologne and stay your ass face. Home. You ran face. Your chaperone. Things done changed, but we continue to reign as the king and the queen of hip hop. Me and B.I. Frank White, still a center of attention. I'm by his side with the chrome fifth playing my position. Sexy, young thing from the ghetto. That bitch rocking mics and high heels to let him. We taking over like Francis, switching our styles like the hottest new dances. See, I let y'all live a stack of little paper. Be glad I pushed my album back. I did y'all hoes a favor. Come on now. What's this?